Job chapter 21. And Job answered and said, "Hear attentively my speech, and let this replace your consolations. Suffer me, and I will speak, and after I have spoken, mock on. As for me, is my complaint to a man? Or wherefore should not my spirit be impatient? Mark me, and be astonished, and lay the hand upon the mouth. Even when I think thereon, I am affrighted, and trembling taketh hold of my flesh. Wherefore do the wicked live, grow old, yea, become mighty in power? Their seed is established with them in their sight, and their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of God upon them. Their bull gendereth, and faileth not. Their cow calveth, and casteth not her calf. They send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. They shout to the tambour and harp, and rejoice at the sound of the pipe. They spend their days in prosperity, and in a moment go down to Sheol. And they say unto God, Depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. What is the Almighty that we should serve him, and what are we profited if we pray unto him? Behold, their prosperity is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked be far from me. How often is the lamp of the wicked put out, and cometh their calamity upon them? Doth he distribute sorrows to them in his anger? Do they become as stubble before the wind, and as chaff that the storm carrieth away? God layeth up the punishment of his iniquity for his children. He rewardeth him, and he shall know it. His eyes shall see his destruction, and he shall drink of the fury of the Almighty. For what pleasure should he have in his house after him, when the number of his months is cut off? Can any teach God knowledge? And he it is that judgeth those that are high. One dieth in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet. His sides are full of fat, and the marrow of his bones is moistened. And another dieth in bitterness of soul, and hath not tasted good. Together they lie down in the dust, and the worms cover them. Lo, I know your thoughts, and the devices ye wrongfully imagine against me. For ye say, Where is the house of the noble, and where the tent of the dwellings of the wicked? Have ye not asked the wayfarers, and do ye not regard their tokens, that the wicked is reserved for the day of calamity? They are led forth to the day of wrath. Who shall declare his way to his face, and who shall repay him what he hath done? Yet is he carried to the graves, and watch is kept over the tomb. The clods of the valley are sweet unto him, and every man followeth suit after him, as there were innumerable before him. How then comfort ye me in vain? Your answers remain perfidious.